The Department of Corrections agreed to release documents and answer questions about the solitary confinement changes as part of a settlement in an open records lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. The administrator of adult prisons, Kathy Jess, says the changes are in line with what's going on in other states.
Things change, the pendulum swings with corrections and depending on the public's opinion. And how laws get passed and different things, but I think it's a culture change in how we do business.
In July, President Obama called for such a culture change during a speech to the NAACP. Obama said solitary confinement has been shown to be counterproductive.
An environment like that is often more likely to make inmates more alienated, more hostile, potentially more violent. That is not going to make us safer.
In Wisconsin, members of the prison reform group Wisdom agree. They've been calling for an end to the practice, especially for inmates who suffer from serious mental illness. Kevin Callis, the director of Prison Mental Health Services, says the new policies will change that.
We've been discussing more ways of keeping guys out of that, to just reduce our overall numbers, our overall length of stay, to focus more on safety and security rather than punishment.
The new policy establishes a 90-day maximum initial term in solitary. Callis says there's a concerted effort to help inmates earn their way out by allowing them to cut their time in segregation in half through good behavior.
So rather than what have they done to get there, it's why can't they go? What's holding us back?
Callis says staff are being encouraged to negotiate with inmates now before sending them to solitary for breaking a rule. He says that's led to a drop in the number of inmates in solitary over the past 16 months from 1,400 to just under 1,000.
We want to progress, guys, as fast as we can, and we want to make the experience to be as constructive, instructive, rehabilitative as possible. And obviously that's a work in progress. I think we anticipate and we hope that as these policies, as this changing culture takes effect, that those numbers are going to continue to go down.
But it's not enough progress, says Reverend Jerry Hancock of Wisdom.
Even with the changes that are being proposed, Wisconsin will still be way behind other states in reforming solitary confinement.
Hancock points to Colorado, where the prison system is now led by Wisconsin's former Corrections Secretary, Rick Ramish. He's made it a priority to reduce the number of inmates in solitary, focusing especially on inmates with mental illness. In other states, Hancock says, like Maine and New York, reforms have come in response to lawsuits, something he says may still be necessary to achieve the reforms in Wisconsin.
Elected officials like Governor Walker, who've made their reputations by being tough on crime, are very resistant to these kinds of changes, and it's only outside pressure that can force them into doing the right thing.
Governor Walker has said he supports the current push to reform the use of solitary confinement, but according to the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, he's not specifically endorsed the policies that are now being implemented. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.